It seems we're always seeing or hearing food safety advice about keeping hot foods hot, cold foods cold, cooking to the right temperatures, not leaving perishable foods out at room temperature, all kinds of advice about what to do and not to do at home.
But we haven't focused very much on what people do in the store.
Or what they don't do. This from Kansas State University Professor Dr. Edgar Chambers IV. He and his colleagues actually followed 96 food shoppers all over the various supermarkets, and they have found out that we food shoppers, when we buy poultry products, are not very careful about it as far as food safety is concerned. The main problem is that sometimes those packages that the chicken parts come in do leak juices, which could have in them bacteria such as salmonella. Doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. I mean, how many times have you picked up a package of chicken breasts and felt that wet stuff on the package? Dr. Chambers says the possibility of a leaky package is why 85% of supermarkets have the plastic bags there in the meat counter for us to put each package in to keep any juices that might be leaking out from the poultry from getting on other foods. That's why some supermarkets have hand sanitizers in the meat counter areas. He says the stores are doing a pretty good job on safety.
It was the consumers who either weren't using the bags. Most people, even though stores had bags, didn't use them. Very few consumers actually used hand sanitizer either as they walked in the store or at the meat department. So consumers had things available to them. They weren't using them on a regular basis. And that's a bit of a concern.
So the shopper has juice on his or her hands. The shopper then puts the package in the cart in contact with other foods.
Which means that it could either be transferred to something else they're going to eat, to another shopper who's going to use that cart later on, or to their child, who then might put their fingers in their mouth and get sick because of that.
But does that transfer really happen? Well, the researchers took swabs off of shoppers' hands, the shopping carts, shopping bags.
And the answer was, yes, the poultry juice does transfer. When you touch that package and then you touch the cart or the package of poultry is in a bag, it does get transferred to those things. Not in all cases, but in some cases. So that definitely shows us that the possibility is there, and the reality is it could be transferred.
Now, let's say that you are careful. You do put the meat packages in separate plastic bags. You do use the hand sanitizer after handling the package. But what about the person who used that shopping cart just before you did? Dr. Chambers says,
most grocery stores now have sanitizing wipes as you walk in the store. Just take a sanitizing wipe and wipe it over the handle of that cart. That makes sure that the person who is in front of you doesn't transfer to you.
Ooh, yeah. Dr. Chambers hopes this study and others they're doing along this line will help make us a little more aware of ways to prevent food-related illnesses.
We want food to be enjoyable, not something you have to worry about.
Next time, some surprising things the researchers found out when those same shoppers they were following in the stores got the food home. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.